Well,
it's been a great hour, and we appreciate you as an audience.
Hello, New York City. It's been wonderful.
Hello cyberspace.
Hello, cyberspace.
It has been really a pleasure, and we would just like to say until the next hope. And that we'd like to end on a version of Evolution Execution that's in the 2009 folder. We did a remix, if you'd like, of some of our songs. A reimagining. A 15th anniversary edition of some of the songs. And Evolution Execution being our eponymous song, the title of our album. We feel it's appropriate to end on that, and of course to remind you what it embodies, which is the evolution of the idea and the execution of bringing to that into fruition, which is truly the hacker spirit.
So thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you in 2 years.
Evolution Execution.
Evolution Execution.
We're Exode.
We are Exode. Thank you.
Everybody get up and hop and dance. Everybody get up and hop and dance.
The 20-minute Hope recap with Radio Tyler Staff tonight.
Followed by the Welding Hour concert.
Yes, that goes until 2 a.m. It's more circuit bending music, so it's going to kick ass like it did last night. It's three new bands. I only know one, which is Burn Kit 2600.
Which I interviewed earlier in the week, and some of you might have heard it. Heard
did we play
the
it?
Interview. Yeah, it was earlier.
Okay, I didn't know if we played it. Okay, cool. Right. That's cool. And they're good. I listened to some of them because they contacted me, and I listened to it. I liked it, so I'm excited.
Were you watching the one last night?
Yes.
The dude rocking, I don't know if that was, what that was, but maybe a Game Boy Advance?
They use the Game Boy.
Oh, he was friggin' rocking.
Awesome.
I was impressed. And even that weird frumpy dude with the hair and the keyboard, he was great. They were all awesome yesterday.
I mean, it really reminds me of that.
I liked him yesterday.
And that's normally, not my shindig, but
it
was really good. People were getting into it.
We definitely succeeded this year, unlike last year. And last year, we just completely blew chunks.
No, those guys were awesome. And then you guys saw the dudes doing the AV with, the Nintendo's, showing error screens and stuff.
No,
they did a great job. I have no idea who those guys were, but I was taking pictures of their gear. That was cool.
Nice. Yeah, you'll.
Before we get going, real quick, we keep forgetting to do this. Since we have two new people, we need to introduce ourselves.
Okay.
I'm Bunny, for those who don't actually know me yet.
I'm Arca. You'll have heard me either as God, the Engineer,
or
on some of the slices of Statler we've played.
I am .Rhett, a new anyone. With the watching the video feed,
I'm Stoppite. It's my first Hope. I'm doing the web and heavy lifting for Radio Statler.
And real quick, Mr. Engineer,
say hi.
Hello, people.
Hey, can you do me a favor, Cooter?
Yes.
It is Cooter, right? Okay. Can you announce the video stream link? At least IRC or...
Yeah, it's a little early. I have it under 8-bit concert. I jumped the gun a little bit.
Yeah, so you can announce a video stream, get people on. We got, 4 people watching us?
So you can watch us, and then when we're done, you get to watch the 8-bit stream.
Yes, we're going to have the laptop put out there so you can kind of see the concert happening a little bit, people dancing, some of the visuals that are going on and everything.
If you want to see geeks dance... In their native habitat.
And shirtless
should,
dudes, and everyone
funny.
Dances
it's,
like
you
they're
must
toddlers.
See, you must see this at least once.
So, Mr. Engineer, since I don't know the link offhand, can you vocalize the link for them?
If you don't keep calling me back to the mic, yeah, I can do that.
Come back to the mic and still do it. Come on.
Isn't it just ustream.tv/pop-up-channel and then see what...
Once again, next year we'll do it with a little more foresight and have links and embedded videos and stuff. But
and
for now,
just announcing it on Twitter and IRC a little bit.
Check
better.
It out in IRC.
Short
someone's
going to
push it out because I announced it not that long ago.
We've been announcing the stream pretty left and right.
Yeah. And for those of you who don't know the IRC chat room, it's 2600.net and then radio.
IRC.2600.net and then /radio-statler.
So, Hope recap.
Hope recap.
Apparently, he actually saw some talks.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
Before, let's start with the best part.
Okay.
The Assange talk, which most people probably
saw on everyone's minds.
Heard it, so we all know that he wasn't here because we didn't expect him to be here. Yeah.
At first, I was a little bit disappointed that, I expected him to kind of walk off from off stage, but the name of the guy who did the talk escapes me. What was his name?
Jacob Adelbaum.
But that was a really, moving speech. Hope that's on YouTube or... someone pirates it off a DVD or something later, because that was a really moving speech.
The best part I wanted to say, we did play Spot the Feds while we were there. I found one right off the bat, hanging out in the back, waiting for him to, for Assange to actually come, which, of course, wasn't going to happen. He was easy to spot. It was hilarious. He actually spotted me after I brought everybody over and be like, huh, look, there's a Fed. And then he had two friends. He was wearing two of them were wearing penny loafers, because apparently people wear penny loafers.
To a hacker conference.
Hipsters wear boat shoes and stuff now, right?
They're the penny loafers.
So were they 35 pretend to be hipsters or something?
It was awesome. It was great. But anyway, so we had the feds, and if you were listening, actually, Emmanuel actually greeted the feds at the very beginning. So they did this little trick at the end, because now that Jacob's done this little talk and he talks to them, that...
I think it's okay.
Still good?
Yeah,
okay.
It's still going. It's just...
Now Jacob is feeling like, he needs to... to be somewhere safe because now they want to talk to him. So they did this little thing when he was getting ready to leave the stage. They played the video for those who didn't get to hear the talk or see the talk. They played the video that was leaked to WikiLeaks and the whole big deal. So that's when they escorted Jacob out. So what they did is Warlord, he's one of our security guys, they put him up in a hoodie and all the security got around him and they pushed him through right past everybody and then to the main elevators. So all the feds just followed and we're going to go get Jacob while they escorted Jacob off another path and out the door and in a car and gone.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was hilarious. So when they got there, they just found our security guy wearing a hoodie.
I like he had the little warning in his PowerPoint. He's like, I have no cell phone. All I have is cash and a Bill of Rights.
Well, and actually, they changed him into a security.
We have it. Yeah, we have one right here.
Bill of Rights.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's a metal. It looks kind of like a playing card, except, you know, if you actually threw it at somebody, it probably hurt. I was actually backstage during the keynote because the lightning talks were supposed to go on after in case there was a... It helps to explain that it basically nobody knew exactly what was happening except for probably like five or six people.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They kept it close.
So there is a lot of misinformation that was intentionally spread. So anyway, what most people had heard was that Assange was going to be doing it via Skype or something. So the lightning talks were supposed to be there as in case something went wrong with the internet connection. So I was backstage as I and Lexicon are... curating the lightning talks when they will happen tomorrow in
Tesla. I was wondering what you were doing back there. I'm like, are we getting an interview with Jacob?
Yeah. Nah, they need to get him right out. But you know, it's good, great to mention that that's what this hotel is designed for. Has all these secret tunnels and shit all over
awesome.
The place. It's like a sneak VIPs in and out.
I got to do them at the last Hope with Savage because I got to be there where he pulled him out in his limo and take him back. It was awesome. Well, that's also when everybody here volunteered me to ask Savage to do an interview because I guess I'm the girl with boobs and that would make him say yes. He was really excited to do it, so I don't think we needed boobs. But it worked. But hey, I got to go through all those tunnels all the way up to the back. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, when we were bringing in the gear the first night, like I remember I was back there taking pictures. I was like, normally I'd never be back here. Might as well.
Yeah. Oh, there's some cool stuff. I remember, I think it was my second Hope going back there. And, you know, there's a lot of, some of the old walls from the old subway stations are still back there, especially as the hotel is under a continual state of renovation. You know, they'll take down the first layer of walls, then behind it will be, you know, beautiful tiles from way back at the turn of the century. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, for all its exterior dumpiness, as a lot of the people staying here can attest, you know, there is some beauty hidden underneath.
You can't tell from the lobby, though. The lobby, you're like, wow, this is a classy joint. And then you get on your floor, and you're like, what's going on here?
There's a little spot of plaster falling off the wall. Is that... No, that's bleach in the rug.
There
wait.
There is. Above my
You're
bed.
On the same floor we are.
Above my bed. Yeah, the two spots of bleach.
Yeah, yeah.
The
I remember
one
we were walking
just
in
got there. When I got here, there was only the big one, and then now there's a little bit smaller one down the hall.
And the hilarious thing about that is, like, okay, how do we get back to this room? We can use that as a landmark. Hang it right at the, what used to be puke.
We were talking about the holes in the wall this morning in our room, and I was laughing because. We've got some in our ceilings.
Oh, really?
I've got the whole directory.
Oh, you got the scary room. They have this mini room, this dark room. Yeah, it's like too big to be a closet, too small to be a room. And
the lights come on when I turn my flashlight app on my phone. The lights come on. It is awesome. It's been like there's like parts of it have had a hole and they've re-bricked it up and they painted over it. So we're wondering if there's like some dead bodies back there. It's awesome.
Yeah, and for all of you who... have no idea what we're talking about because you didn't come to Hope. Well, guess what? You may never get to because this hotel might be gone.
Exactly.
Or not.
Or not. We'll see.
Because the last one was the last Hope.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was told that 2 years by Dan to make me feel bad that I didn't come. And then, lo and behold, it's still here, so I'll keep my fingers crossed.
Well, right now we have the plans.
As soon as you can.
Come tomorrow. There's still stuff to do.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
So if you're near, show up Sunday.
Come right now. You only have to pay $10.
That's it.
That's true. Yeah,
that's true.
You can get into the concert.
If you show up right now from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m., you can pay $10. You get a band. You get to spend the entire time on the mezzanine floor, which is where we have the concerts going on. Our booth is on the mezzanine.
Lockpick Village.
Hacker Space. We got the vintage computer thing that's over here. And
yep. The art.
And some of the art spaces.
We got the art space. We got the hammocks if you want to take a nap.
Yeah.
I don't know why you come here to take a nap. But, you know, you can do that. And then if you did want, you know, to upgrade and get one, you'll have to pay another $90. You don't have to pay a complete $100. You'll have to pay an extra $90. So you're still paying $100 if you decide to stay for Sunday.
And if you do that, then the security will kick you off tomorrow? The 18th.
What do we have tomorrow for, like, talks?
Ducks, we're looking at the schedule right now.
All of the really good talks that I wanted to attend are all on Sunday. It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be around at all. But
it's like the finale.
Okay, Sunday in the 3, we will have stuff like... lock bypass without lock picks. We've got Simpsons already did it. Cat and Mice, which is the phone company, FBI, and the phone freaks. There's stuff on the Enigma code, the DMCA, and ACTA, and hacking the food genome.
Oh, the one we're gonna stream. That's the awesome one. I'm excited for the informants, villains or heroes.
Oh yeah, is the dude on the panel that everyone wants his head?
We don't know. He's here. He's been walking around.
You see him with his, like, bodyguards and stuff?
Yeah, Adrian's here. But I'm actually just that one.
Or is he?
That entire panel showed up simply based on the fact of this whole thing that went down with WikiLeaks. So we've got a whole panel of spontaneous that came
out. We should explain that for people who are complete nimrons and don't know what's going on.
With WikiLeaks.
We've got a few minutes to do it. So
I will do this in 1 minute. Okay. Basically, everyone knows what WikiLeaks is. It's a website which takes leaked government or military documents. In this case, it was a there was a computer specialist who allegedly leaked to WikiLeaks both the collateral murder video along with 260,000 State Department cables for, and those of you who did not grow up in D.C. like I did, State Department cables are basically confidential communications within the State Department between diplomats and the home country. So anyway, they're always top secret, and now it appears, the feds believe that WikiLeaks has this. Adrian Lama was reached out to by the person who had done the leaking.
Allegedly.
Who is sitting in an army brig somewhere. Lamo quickly turned him over to the feds. Wired wrote about it, and now WikiLeaks is trying to organize money to mount a better defense for him.
Which seems kind of funny. I remember hearing about one of the Wired articles that WikiLeaks hired a lawyer for Manning, which doesn't seem to make much sense since they have their own legal system.
They've got JAG. Military lawyers, but there are also you can have lawyers in private practice that also help with the case. Okay.
Pretty much how it works is that the JAG lawyers are like your public defenders, so you really don't want a JAG lawyer if you can find any way around it.
Some people would disagree. I know of one.
Yeah.
Okay. But anyways, it's
a lot of drama.
It's an interesting little drama. You know, it's an important one.
Right. And when is that talk again?
It's the informants, villains, or heroes. It starts at 2 o'clock and looks like it's an hour and a half. Looks like it goes till 3:30.
We hope.
Do I have that?
I'm not sure I have that set for...
Am I reading that right?
It looks like it's an hour and a half, a little bit over an hour.
I don't think I have that.
Of course, with the big panels here, they do tend to go long.
Like, yeah, it's
especially topic like this.
It's up on... The time will be up on our website, because that's one we will be streaming, so you can find that at the site under schedule.
So yes, visit radio.hope.net for more.
Yes, and we will let you know. So, who's seen something cool in the merch area?
Merch.
Or the
vendor tables?
Club Mate?
The vendor tables.
Yeah, well, on the
the
18th floor, I was happy to discover that they have DVDs of all of the talks.
Yes.
Last year's and then this year's. So there's a couple that I missed yesterday that I'm probably going to purchase just, you know, cash money.
Yeah.
And there's some today, like ones I actually went to, like the one about the crimeware, basically like the botnets that people use to like run rootkits and steal data.
Yeah.
That was incredibly informative. It makes me want to, like, steal lots of money from people's bank accounts. But I know I'd never get away with it, so I'm not even going to try, which makes me smarter than many criminals out there.
Yes. Also, speaking of the video being for sale, once Hope is done, all of the audio for the talks will be up on the site, usually within a couple weeks.
Yeah,
it takes a little bit of time.
Uh-huh.
But eventually, all audio for all talks that went across this weekend, will be up on the Hope.net site.
Except there were three talks. talks that didn't get recorded because of a
yeah, the audio difficulty. They were trying to hunt people down with the audio, though.
Yeah, and I don't know if that happened. We'll see what happens there. And I think they have
the
video.
And it is free. The audio is to download for free. So you can go to hope.net, get the audio, download it, all the ones you want.
Sweet. Once again, I still the Crimeware one, I still recommend you get the DVD because he had like screenshots and links and stuff of all the software. Yeah. And like it's stuff that for the most part you'd probably never be able to get exposure to unless you went out there and tried to figure it out yourself.
There's
some really cool software.
There's the fun one that I loved, The Last Hope. They did the baggage one. Did you guys see that one?
I didn't see that, but I heard about that.
I caught a little bit of the ending of it, unfortunately. Like, I didn't get to the whole thing.
Is that Gus?
I don't know. Why are we listening to
maybe that was...
What are you doing over there, Mr. Engineer?
That didn't go out over the air. It's fine. I'm just playing with stuff.
Ah, okay. We're just hearing random stuff in our ears. Sorry for the interruption.
Okay, so anyways, I was saying, there was a whole, like, basically it's what the TSA does with your baggage when you go to the airport. And this guy actually got bags, and he loaded them up with cameras. So they're like pinhole cameras, so they're all over the baggage. And he just puts them through, and he's just traveling from place to place, going through. And some of the things, it's so amazing.
Yeah.
See what they do. A few places, apparently not many, but a few, they actually opened, searched the bags, saw that, these cameras were hooked up, and they actually apparently took the cameras. And, at least took the video of it or whatever it was. They actually were doing that. Some of the people weren't very happy to find that they were being recorded and what they do. But a lot of them, made it through fine because they didn't get searched or whatever. But it's amazing to see how much hell you're
doing. After last year's, Dan showed me a couple. Savages was really awesome.
Savages is awesome.
Like, the amount of detail that guy went into to recarve that, that lead eagle from that... the name of the movie escapes me.
Let's see. What was it?
Maltese Falcon. Yes. The amount of I would not that I would have given up, but I would have been okay, well, this is close enough. But this guy got fanatical about this to the point where you're like, maybe there's something wrong with him. But I guess that's why
a lot of Packers.
That's why we love him. He is a TV show. But no, that was great. There was a lot of websites that I still go to that he mentioned about remaking movie stuff, and there's a lot of stuff that either you see him post on or other people do where you're like, wow, I'm really impressed with what people can do.
Yeah, I've seen some pretty impressive replicas of, say, lightsabers or the sonic screwdriver from Doctor Who.
I saw one which was like a gift bag from, not Snatchers, but the movie that's like the game Snatchers, Blade Runner. And remade of the games and badges and signs and stuff. And absolutely incredible what people can do. And Savage was giving advice, I think, on a replica of the badges or something.
All right, we got 6 minutes. We should probably go back to the current hope.
Yes.
Okay, current hope.
What else did we do? I really saw nothing but Assange because that was the only thing I really went out for. I did get to watch the social engineering listen from our booth.
Social engineering I watched from the Video Temple, which was entertaining. I didn't know Mitnick was going to be on the panel. That was That was really cool. Here's some great stories.
I love the panel. It's my favorite panel. Every year is the only one I have to see. I have to go do it. It's hilarious.
It's weird they made it Saturday night. It's usually one of the last few panels.
It's usually Sunday. I think it's Sunday. But no, it's always there. Minnick's always there. Uh-huh. Manuel's always there. Yeah. I don't remember Bernie being there last year. Last year, it was just...
And the lights just went out.
Probably, they're probably getting ready for the 8-bit thing.
Yes, this is
so
probably
apparently it's
going
to get dark in here real quick so you guys watch the video stream. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, so as I was going to say... last year, it had Mitnick, Emmanuel, and was it not Kevin?
No, I think not. I think they were there.
Was not Kevin. There was also that guy in the Santa costume that
there's only
got
three of them
on
the social engineering last time.
Well, who knows?
It was nice. This year, we had more people. We had Ronan up there. We had not Kevin. We had Bernie.
We had Gus.
Yeah, we had Sid. Sid's the best. The first, hacker dog.
Yo, if anyone watches that video, I have to say, that dog is, in person, the best hacker dog you'll ever see.
It's black.
Yeah, they can't see us.
It's awesome.
Sorry for the video stream, guys. They're getting ready for the concert, so they turned the lights off up here. So, I don't know why you're seeing
which
black.
Which makes this...
You should... Oh, no, wait. It's
there.
Okay. Oh, there we go. Nice. Okay, you need to adjust.
Now you get to see what we get to look like.
Straight black.
Because
normally these lights above us are actually covered by the foam, but the foam got moved from our bacon cooking earlier.
Yes.
So we got, it's bright.
These are some sexy time lights right now.
Yeah.
It's a sexy time.
I feel like I'm in. But this is what we look at normally. It's all black in here. We just get this blinking red light thing going at us because it can't stand to go and just be solid. It has to blink at us.
Yes. Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about the blinking, but...
Not sure.
Because you're not going to notice the bright red light. It needs to blink on top of it.
Yeah.
No, I like it if it doesn't blink. Well, then when you get Darko behind the engineering, he takes the switch and he flips it, so it's like epileptic. It's not fun at all. Kind of like
that. Oh, there we go.
Yeah, okay. All right, so, and we've got 3 minutes until the concert.
Let's see what else.
Yes,
the badges.
Oh, we got some.
Yes. Oh, AMD finally getting up and
okay,
running.
Laptop, you can jack that. You know where you're going, right?
I'm just going to take the laptop. So
coincidentally enough, the person moving the laptop to the 8-bit concert's name is Jesse Laptop. So
yes.
Pick up that bowl and run with it.
For those who are listening, I suggest staying on and listening to the concert because I feel safe to say at least Burn Kate, which I believe they're first, they were awesome from what I heard on their site. I love it. So we had a good night.
We got awesome feedback. There's not a single person who was complaining at all yesterday about
the IRC was actually saying how much
going nuts.
Guess,
yeah.
So
and there's some pretty hateful people in our IRC channel sometimes. So.
Yeah. No, hateful. That's
nice. That's a nice description for it. Yeah.
But for one more time, if you guys want to jump on the IRC, we'll be around the IRC talking if you guys want to talk with us. But it's just irc.2600.net. And the channel is /Dattler. If you want to, you can also happen in.
Sorry.
Dash.
We're back in the same effect.
Anyways, well, I was going to say, if you also want to jump in, we also have a Hope channel on there that we'll be around. So it's just #Hope. So that's one place if you want to keep chatting with us. Because we're about to get kicked off.
There's some great debates. There's some links going on in there every now and then. Yeah. Like the Radio Sattler channel almost took on like a personality of its own during this conference, which is really cool.
What do you mean it almost?
It definitely did.
The last time, for the first time, radio.
WikiLeaks gave a link to us.
IRC was kick ass. Like I love the IRC. I loved everybody. I don't know how many were here the last time that are in there now, but I absolutely loved the IRC last time. It was great. That's why I've been so like gung ho. I'm like, I love my little IRC. People.
No, it's great to interact.
Gung ho! Now you can hear my voice is like dying.
Yours?
It was better. It was way worse earlier.
I'm still like losing a Kraken. I'm a little boy and going through puberty currently. But that's cool.
Well, I mean, I can tell by your haircut. I mean, of course, you're a little
boy. Look at you, though. You are a little boy, so at least I only look like it. Do you have pubic hair?
Wow.
I can show you, but...
Screw it down.
But they might...
I don't know, with this blinking red light. Things will go bad when you say, I will show you my pubic hair in light like this. I'm not playing anything.
Red light! Oh, yeah, we already have...
Oh, you know what? I forgot. We got news before we get off. I promised the guys downstairs...
Get off?
I promised the guys downstairs that are sitting at the table... And we would talk about hookers. Somehow we managed to not talk about hookers.
Even though we had a red light outside of our
blinking
booth.
Red light.
I don't know how hookers. We did not do that. So this is the small hooker conversation. I am sorry, guys. We didn't end up talking
We're turning real quick. I just have to say...
We talked about hope.
Yeah.
For 20 minutes, we talked about hope instead of hookers.
It is great.
It is.
Some of the...
When the hookers come, we don't talk.
The hookers, they got in the hacker spirit. This morning, I saw a hooker outside talking about how she was bullshitting with the hackers.
We actually have one
you
of...
You broke something?
Uh-oh.
Okay, guys, I'm going to bounce and go figure out the video, and then I'm going to run the board, so...
We'll miss you.
Yes.
So we had a hooker. She's been running around. She's now on the security.
That's crazy. All of a sudden, she has a badge, a security shirt, and I think she wasn't even the only one.
No, I think there was another one.
Yeah, I don't know if that one's wearing a security shirt.
The normal one that we all know the best isn't.
But, yeah, the one who originally came in with the stilettos.
The sad hooker.
Yep.
We call that. We
the sad her. Hooker, because she was the one who was sleeping on the hammock.
Well, no, we went by the other day. She was all by herself. She was just in there looking all sad. I'm like, aww.
It's because she's around a bunch of people saying big words.
You whispered that.
I think they can still hear you.
How soon until we're kicked off, Mr. Engineer?
Well, it's 12:30 now, but I have nothing coming over the board. So
all right, so we'll keep talking until we get cut off, I guess.
11. Are you in the future?
Or 11:30, yes.
Yeah, he's in Nova Scotia.
Yeah, back running the board from 1,000 miles away.
Very, very long XLR cables.
It's funny, we were just talking about that, actually, in the IRC channel, which I know you guys can't see.
Yes.
They were saying that we should just run really long mic cables up to the Loveless and Bell rooms, and I was like, yeah, that would only be like 1,000 feet.
Yes.
only 1,000 feet.
Yes.
All right, well,
if we didn't die on the elevators on the way. Okay, so, all right, I am in the Radio Sattler room. If anyone wants to suggest a topic for us?
Flash topic, who knows when we're getting cut off.
Yes, so hurry.
Yeah, make it a nice, simple one. Maybe questions, easy questions? I'm not going to go long. This is just text.
You know, someone's going to ask something like, What's the square root of...
is it working? Looks like it's working.
Maybe it's not working.
Oh, okay, there we go.
Maybe the phone is like...
Yeah, no, that's user fail, not the phone. Hopefully.
Well, user fail is also part of the iPhone fail because you failed in getting the iPhone.
You failed by getting the iPhone.
Exactly.
Yeah. I said that.
Actually, he gave, like, God the finger. Did you see that?
Yeah. You know, careful. If he strikes you down with lightning, we are in a very flammable thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we're very lucky the fire marshal still come and visit.
Mr. Engineer, maybe.
There we go. We got it. Okay. IRC is working now.
IRC is working. Anybody got questions for us?
You've got questions? We probably don't have answers.
Maple syrup.
Maple syrup. It tastes good.
No,
we already talked about the hidden areas in Hotel
Maple syrup with the butter flavor?
Or the maple syrup donuts downstairs at the Tim Hortons.
What? There's maple syrup donuts?
There are maple syrup
donuts. I'm going
right now. I'm not open anymore.
Aww.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and we never got to go to that Statler Grill, which probably cost $1 million.
Yeah, I'm not going there. It probably means it's going to be like
2nd evening of Beyond the Welding Hour. We are now live on Radio Statler. So make some noise for Radio Statler and the people who aren't here. They said, woo. I have a room full of owls. They're awesome. I'm really thrilled about this lineup tonight. I was thrilled about the lineup last night. Tonight is some of the best folks of New York metropolitan area. We have Chromix, Neil Voss, Minus Baby, and BurnKit 2600, which will be doing circuit bending rather than chiptune. So without further ado, take it away. Chromix with visuals by V-Blank, as I recall. Yes. Woo!
What's going on? Hope, show me some love. All right, how many people were here yesterday? All right. How many people had fun? Apparently, because you're back from war, or maybe you're just like, dude, come on. Night number two. Let's see. All right, so I'm going to try out some new shit on you guys, and hopefully it works out well. This one is off of an as-yet-unreleased EP called Branch, and the song is called Fresh Pond. We'll be right back. I got you warmed up. Let's do Haberman. We'll be right back. All right, guys, I got to be honest. I was very, very, very honored to be asked to play this show. There's a good reason for that, because at the age of 15, I walked into a movie theater and saw for the first time rave music on the big screen for the movie Hackers. And it was a life-changing event. I mean, everything changed after that point for me. So, you know, I was big into computer programming and stuff, and to actually see rave music combined with, you know, something that I did for fun anyway, it was just it, you know. So, needless to say, I wanted to, you know, come up with a song for the show that was appropriate. And it took me a while. Needless to say, I was still finishing this on the train over, so I apologize if it's super glitchy, but this is a cover of Underworld Cowgirl. I hope you guys like it. Thank you.
Everything.
Oh, and hold on a second. I should also note that this is a duet with my Game Boy. I programmed all the lyrics to this song onto my Game Boy card, just putting it out there. So if you hear, like, there's two people talking, I only see one guy on stage, that's why.
I'm invisible. Any erasure of love. Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into. Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into. Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into. Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into. I'm invisible. Any erasure of love. Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into. Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into. Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into. Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into.
Any erasure of love.
Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into. Why don't you call me? I feel like flying into. Why don't you call me? Song is off of a new EP I did with Chris Kaiser.
Got any gamers in the house?
No.
Oh, okay.
I like to play.
All right. Anyone was a gamer in the 90s, maybe?
Yeah!
Okay. Excited.
I like the
vintage games. Yeah. All right, guys. All right, I think we got a time for maybe one more.
Seven more.
All right. Well, I'm going to kick it down. You know, it's a couple notches here. Something for all the ladies. You know, a little slow jam. It's, called Roll Trick. We'll be right back. One last song. This is Glendale. Queens, actually. Good guess, though.